Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. As we begin a brand new year, I'm excited about digging in to Proverbs. One of my favorite books that's full of wisdom. And I'll tell you something, I feel like that more than ever, I need wisdom, and I'm in love and excited about seeking wisdom, pursuing wisdom. You know, in other words, the right application of knowledge. You know, the opposite of foolishness. You know, I realize the verse for the year, as my wife and I were sitting down to plan, is teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And so then I was thinking about what book would I really like to focus in on, not at the exclusion of other scriptures. You know, I want to feed throughout the scriptures, but I want to really zero in this year. So join me as we dig in, and I'm going to be really focusing in on memorizing a lot out of Proverbs this year. So don't be surprised if a lot of my devotions are out of Proverbs. So let's begin. Verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel. So this is coming from Solomon, who's known as one of the richest, wealthiest kings who has ever lived. And he's a king, and his father was a king. There's probably some things that we can learn from a guy who had a lot of successes and made a lot of mistakes. And you know what? You learn from both, don't you? In fact, mistakes can even be the best teacher. So I remember somebody saying to me as a child, I remember them saying, you know, I don't know about Proverbs. They said, you know, he made some really bad mistakes. And I mean, look what the mistakes he made with women and all. It's like, well, maybe I'd rather learn from him than have to go through all the mistakes myself. So anyway, I have no problems receiving and learning from this guy. And so the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, fairness, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Man, that's what we want at every age, isn't it? You know, and wouldn't it be great to get it as early in life as possible? You know, wouldn't it be great to think about, you know, your child, you know, yourself, you know, as a young man, as a young woman, getting this knowledge, getting this with, the earlier we can get it, the better. So let's dig in, right? A wise man will hear and will increase in learning. You know, I'm excited and have been so excited about personal development, you know, going back to being a kid. And my parents helping me understand the importance of personal growth and development. And so this makes so much sense. A wise man will hear and will increase in learning. And a man of understanding, you know, a person that actually has understanding, not arrogance and foolishness, but understanding, will attain unto wise counsel, will seek wise counsel out. In a multitude of counselors, there is safety, which is another proverb. It says to understand a proverb and the enigma. In other words, to understand a proverb and the interpretation thereof, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. So, you know, several things just encourage me here. Takeaways for me is just, I just want to renew my commitment, renew my passion, renew my excitement to pursue wisdom and to just really just be intentional about that. This year, and just, you know, not that I haven't been in the past, but I'd want to just double down. I want to double down on it and really look at it. How can I seek it and how can I apply it? And so let's pray. Father, I just pray that you would give me and give all of us a heart to receive. Father, that you would help us to truly have understanding, not an understanding that makes us, not an arrogance that makes us think that we understand it all, but an understanding that says where we could actually be wise to say, you know, I need to learn, I need to get, I need to receive, and that we dig it out and that we pursue it as choice silver, as gold. You know, as people throughout history have dug and mined and spent their life looking for that gold nugget, Father God, help that to be my heart as I dig into your word, as I pursue wisdom. And we know, Father, that ultimately wisdom comes from you. And so, Father, I pray that we'd have a renewed passion and that I would, for getting in your word this year and seeking it out, pursuing it. And so in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can access other episodes at beacatalyst.com, or you can download my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. And please feel free to review it and comment on it and help us get the word out if you think it could, if it's been a blessing to you. All right, let's go out there and make it a super, ultra, awesome, fantastic day. God bless.